Good morning, 7:58 a.m. Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021, 61 degrees, sunny and clear skies, and it is a brand new day. Morning all, PC Herring here, how are ya? Hope you guys had a great day yesterday, hope you guys are having a good morning today. I am... Frankly, I'm trying to get my bearings today. One of those mornings where I woke up and just felt like I had been hit by the proverbial bus. So, despite the earlier walk, I'm having a later start. Yeah, I'm not sure what that's about today. It's just the way it, sometimes it's just the way it goes. Trying to take a few minutes to be mindful of the environment and the surroundings and the absolutely gorgeous day we're having out here. Take a little time. So, this is going to probably be a more subdued than not walk and talk. I'm sorry, but not sorry about that. As I said at the beginning of this whole endeavor, this is one of those things where you're going to get what you get. I don't have a ton on my mind right now. I mean, I have a lot on my mind, but a lot of it is personal in nature or logistical, and just trying to sort through the bric-a-brac, as my father-in-law would say, and try to find the path through. But that's okay. Some days are like that. Yeah, I don't really have anything. Let's see. Got some writing in last night. Put some time in on the Patreon exclusive project. I was writing and I'm working on a thing, and I'm introducing some new characters, and I wrote something from the perspective of one of my, or from the point of view of one of my characters, and I put it on the paper, and I'm like, yeah, she's meeting some new people, and I realized that I described these two gentlemen very similarly, and then the character on the page said, yeah, if I didn't know better, they could be identical twins. And then I said, guess what? They are. So I've taken a little inspiration from the page. And good morning. Not bad. How are you? And taking some inspiration from the page and trying to help or allow my characters to inform me about who and what they are a little bit as well. Thinking more and more about Codename Cyrus in the next book. Nothing too dramatic, no real development there from yesterday, but just continues to noodle on the back of my mind. Almost took last night's writing session to work on that, but I decided that I needed to get the Patreon stuff more squared away than it currently is, so that's kind of where that is. I think one of my problems is that after I get a release ready for Patreon, the instinct for me is to take a couple of days break. And what inevitably happens there is the couple day break turns into a week or two, and then suddenly I'm under the gun again for the next chapter. So, the lesson we're going to try for this time around is, once I finish this chapter and get it off to the copy editor, I'm going to just push through and dive right back into the next one. And instead of treating it as a month-to-month installment system from a writing perspective, treat it as a novel that I'm trying to get out the door. Fundamentally, that's six of one, half does the other. The only difference is that I owe a new chapter every 30 days. And you'd think 30 days would be enough to provide a chapter and then have some room to work on other projects, but with the way things are going right now, that's not always the case. It goes back to what I was saying yesterday about getting back into the routine and getting back into the swing of things. So that is the journey for the month of August, I think, is to find that routine. I'm settled in enough at the day job. You know, there's, God willing, the creek don't rise, not a ton of upheaval happening this month. Wife's got a couple of days where she's going to be out of town, so I'll be doing the solo dad thing, but I'll have time after baby girl goes down for the night, and I'm going to need to make use of that time. We got a family vacation coming up in September. And my copy editor is also out of town. Oh, I have to check the dates. I know the dates, I just don't remember offhand. So I gotta make sure I work around his schedule in terms of getting him stuff so that I'm not waiting on something while he's out himself. So that'll be a thing. I wanna say that's in late August, because I think wifey comes back and then copy editor goes like 2 days or 3 days later. I'll double check that. Or maybe that's in September. I don't know. I'll figure it out. So yeah. Permit me a little bit of shameless indulgence and self-promotion. It occurred to me as I was wrapping up yesterday that I wanted to just highlight the various social media feeds where you can find me. I've got a Facebook presence, both independently as just me, as well as a group author. It's an author group. It's not a page. It's a group. I tried doing pages a while back and found that if I had 100 people who liked the page, I'd send a message out via the page. Only 3 or 4 people might see it in their feed. However, if I had 100 people in the group and I posted something to the group, then more closer to 60 or 70% of the people would see it as opposed to 5. So, with due respect to what Facebook thinks my author presence should be on their platform, this is what I'm using. So you'll find the group under PC Herring hyphen author. You'll find me on Facebook under PC Herring, big surprise. Twitter, PC Herring. Instagram, I'm on mostly to push posts for the walk and talk as well as to help boost the signal for some of my friends and some of my colleagues. But I'm there also under PC Herring. And I've mentioned a couple times, but I'm also running a Patreon. Patreon's been going for longer than you might realize. And I've been hesitant to really promote it up until now because I've been being reliable on it. It's been a thing. But I'm getting into that swing. These walk and talks are helping with that. So if you're interested in becoming a patron, head on over to patreon.com/PC Herring and you'll find the various tiers. Patrons get daily access to these walk and talks. This is a simultaneous post to both PCHerring.net, which is my website, as well as Patreon.com. Patrons at all levels get access to a one or two bonus weekend walk and talks. Those typically are a little bit longer. Those typically involve an appearance by my wife, and all sorts of hijinks typically ensue. So there's that. Depending on the level of subscription, you are entitled to free access to once monthly Patreon exclusive, which is what I'm currently writing right now. You are entitled to, at certain levels, excerpts from work in process for existing works in process, which are on hold at the moment simply because I don't have enough work in process right now that I post something today as a work in process and suddenly it appears as a finished product tomorrow. I'm trying to get a buffer ahead of myself so I can spread that out a little bit. You get free access to content, but you get access to free ebooks, free print copies, depending on your level of subscription. What else? You get access to some Patreon-only content. For example, if you subscribe, you can dig through the archives and find a Patreon-exclusive release of a Codename Cyrus novella. That will not remain a permanent exclusive. I will probably release it wide once I get closer to releasing the next Codename Cyrus novel, but Patreon patrons have had access to it for the better part of a year and a half now, free of charge. You might also find the remastered audio of Cybrosis out there, narrated by the lovely and amazingly talented Veronica Jaguer. So you might be able to find access there without having to go over to Audible if you're not an Audible fan. And any number of other perks and things that show up. In theory, there's also a world building exclusive where I open up the World Bible and poke around a few things. I haven't been doing that for a few months, and frankly, I may be retiring that benefit and replacing it with something else. I just got to figure out what that something else is. So, but yeah, if you're interested, subscriptions start at, I want to say three a month. It's relatively low. And that base level gets you access to the weekend walk and talks and some exclusive content. So there you are. But yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, all under my PC Herring username, PCHerring.net, and those are the big ones for me right now. I'm typically not one to directly engage, but if I am reached out to, if you message me, if you ping me, if you DM me, if you, you know, tag me on something, I am usually fairly good about replying, if not a little delayed. So there you are. All right, end of the shameless plug for a while. I'm not going to turn this into a self-aggrandizing buy my stuff cast, but I do reserve the right to point out where I can be found on social media and on the webs every now and then. So, been doing this about a month and a half, and I think this is the first time I've done that, so I think we're doing all right. What's on the docket for me today? Other than a day's worth of work, Beagle Girls Physical Therapy, and hopefully some more writing tonight. Not much. And that's all right. Not every day needs to be a red letter day. And you know why, because I'll be telling you that in just a second. I'll be telling you that in just a second because I'm coming around the final turn to the house. This is the part where I wish you and yours a very happy, healthy, safe, and productive day. I will talk with you guys tomorrow. And as I said earlier, tomorrow is a brand new day. Have fun.